latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to Wednesday's Newcastle United Bulletin. We'll start with news that Rafa Benitez thought his side deserved some luck to beat Brighton after conceding a controversial penalty. The Magpies went into the Amex Stadium clash 1 point behind the Seagulls, but rallied from a goal down to win 2-1 and retake top spot in the Championship. Things began badly for the Tynesiders as Kieran Clarke was harshly adjudged to have pulled down Glenn Murray, who stepped up to stroke home from 12 yards. It seemed as though the points would stay on the south coast until Mo Diarmi deflected the ball into the Brighton net after Christian Atsu miskicked his shot. Atsu then turned provider for Ayaz Perez to bag the winner with just a minute to go, and Benitez felt his side got their just desserts after a poor decision on the penalty. He said it was difficult when you play against a good team, and with the advantage of a goal from penalty that wasn't, it was more difficult. A lot of things are against you, but the reaction of the team was good. We were creating chances, and you have to be pleased with the performance of everyone on the pitch and off the bench. But I think we created a lot of good situations before we got a bit lucky, and Ayaz was calm and composed for the winner. Meanwhile, Chris Hughton has spoken of his love for Newcastle despite Brighton's loss on Tuesday. The Seagulls' boss was in charge at St James' Park for a season, as well as stepping in as caretaker coach on one occasion. And he said, "I was there for just under 3 years, not all the time as manager. I enjoyed living in the area. It was very much transitional times at the club. It was a very good period for me and certainly one I will never forget. In any player or manager's career, you look back on big moments, and that was a very big moment for myself. It was my first managerial role, so it was very special for me, but more importantly, it was very special for the club."